This is the certification process. I'm Brian Jackson. I'm an election program manager.
What are they actually doing?
This team over here is reviewing ballots from House District 1, very carefully, of course, for obvious reasons.
I saw some tally marks here and jotted down on these sticky notes. Like, what are the actual steps if you were to break it down?
Yes, so what they're doing is they are quite literally going through each and every ballot, sorting them by who the votes are for, and then they're counting them, and they count them in stacks of 25, which helps them keep track.
Most of the attention and the observers here are focused on the House District 1 race and the pair of women working on that review.
My name is Stuart Slider, the State Review Board.
Linda Bader Flemmer, and I'm on the State Review Board as well.
I don't know if you want to know the fact that I'm Democrat and she's Republican.
There you go.
And you guys aren't at each other's throats right now?
No.
We're quite collegial.
It's not like that.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
They're behaving the way we all should be behaving.
That's why, that's the way it should be.
One of the candidates, Catherine Dodge, is actually here as an observer.
They're very thorough and chase everything down.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've been very good at explaining it, too. They just have some real interesting, distinct processes to make sure that they hand count, that their hand count is accurate, they double-check themselves. And they work well as a team, and we just learned they're Republican and Democrat, and I didn't know that either.
Sure. What's your plan for the rest of this process?
See what we come out with today, and then this plan clearly is dynamic.
Okay, you don't have a return flight booked yet?
No. Yeah.
Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.